No, it seems like just about everybody has a take on how to fix the Leafs, how to fix their power play, what's going on there. We'll bring in someone with some serious hockey credentials right now to talk about it, AB. We've got longtime NHL head coach and NHL network analyst Bruce Boudreau on the phone. Bruce, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Fantastic. Thank you so much. We're just talking. Everybody's got an idea about the Leafs, huh, Bruce? Everybody's got a take.
Everybody. I can't get away from it. Every friend of mine is phoning me saying, what's going on? And everybody's panicking, and we're not even out of October yet.
I know. It's crazy. It's only seven games in, going into game eight tonight, and then already the alarm bells are off. But, Bruce, like, winless in the last four, like you said, the sky is somewhat falling in Toronto early on.
Pieces of the CN Tower just flying off. Things are amiss here.
What sticks out to you, though, as their biggest problem right now?
Well, as a problem, I just don't think they're competing as hard as they have been in the past. I mean, I think they're expecting things to come a little easier, and you can tell if you watch the games last night that two other teams are in the very same boat. And when I'm talking Tampa, was thinking the same thing. And if you watch their game last night, they competed their butts off. And it just finally sank in, and they did what became the team that they're capable of being, and maybe that's a jump start when they beat Pittsburgh. And the other team was Vegas. I mean, Vegas went in, and now they just out-competed Colorado. And I think when the Leafs get into that sense of urgency, that desperate stage, like those two teams thought they were in, that they will come out and out-compete the teams. And when they out-compete them, their skill will show, and they will get back to doing what they do best, and that's win games and score goals.
Yeah, and I think what the question here is, like, how do you get them to finally compete? Like, what buttons do you push as the coach to get this team going? You've got so many superstars. You've dealt with this before. You've coached superstars. Like, how do you get them going? How do you increase this compete level that the Maple Leafs aren't showing early in the season?
Well, I mean, to say how, it's not the same for everybody. I mean, I think it's the coach's job, and I use this term, to find the Achilles heel on every player and use that against them to make them play their best. And what I mean by that is, let's say one player, you know, you take ice time away from them and it'll make them play better. Other players, you have to maybe embarrass in front of the team to get to play better. Others don't like the embarrassment thing. You might have to grab him aside and talk to him privately to get him to play better. But it's up to me, it's up to the coach to find out what makes this guy tick and what button to push. And every player's got a different personality, so you've got to find all 23 buttons to push to make this guy great. And that's I'm sure Sheldon knows all of these guys, and I'm sure that's what he's trying to do. But, I mean, it's not a blanket statement where you just sit there and say, okay, boys, we're going to have a tough practice tomorrow if you don't play hard or something. Some of that might go in one ear and out the other. Guys don't care about that. But there's something that makes it tick. And, I mean, obviously, John Cooper found out what it was and knows the players he has. He used it last night. Peter DeBoer used it last night. And now I'm sure Sheldon is going to use it for the game against Chicago.
Longtime NHL coach Bruce Boudreau on the phone. Bruce, John Tavares is the captain of this Leafs team. He's kind of the epitome of a lead by example type of guy that wears the C. What sort of conversations would you have with him if you were Sheldon Keefe right now?
Well, I would be picking his brain and asking him what he thinks. I'm sure I would have. I always had tried to get a really good rapport with the captain that I could sit down and talk to on a basis where they're not thinking that I'm interviewing them or anything. And so I would just ask them, what do you think? You know, what do we have to do? Are we okay? Like, I mean, are we going to come around? Am I doing something that the players are not liking? Do I have to change the practice style? Do I have to, you know, I would ask him for his opinion on things, things. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily use them all, because I always tell my players that, hey, my door is always open, but it just might not hear what you want to hear. But you're more than welcome to come and talk to me. But I would really use the captain and talk to him, because he's usually got a really pulse of what's going on in the room.
Sheldon kind of keeps talking about learning lessons from all of these losses that are starting to pile up. Is this just kind of coach speak, or do you think this is beneficial for them to kind of go through this adversity early on in the season?
I don't think it's bad to go through adversity if you learn from it. I recall that in a very similar situation, because the Leafs, I think, have scored 12 goals in 7 games. Yeah. They haven't scored too many anyway. I was reading that today. And when I was in my last year in Anaheim, we started out 1-7-2. And believe me, you think, talk about a hot seat. You think you're getting fired every moment.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we got shut out 6 times in the first 10 games. And you stuck with it. I had so many individual meetings with all the players at that point. We ended up won the Jennings and won the, won the division. And had the best goals against, and I think we were second in offense when it all came to fruition by the end of the year. So let's not panic and think that everything is done. But but these are conversations that you have, and adversity sometimes is good to go through as long as you're learning from it. So you can learn from it, just don't make the same mistakes again.
Bruce, the group you had in Washington often gets compared to this Leafs team. It was a team that had a ton of regular season success, but then you get to the playoffs and you can't quite get over that hump. Obviously, that team went on to win a Stanley Cup, and that's kind of being used as the argument in favor of the Leafs to keep this core together. Do you see any similarities between this group and that group you had in Washington?
Yeah, I do. I mean, and sometimes the group we had in Washington, when Ovi was only, he was 20 to 23, and Nick was 20 to 23, or 18 to 23. Semin was 23 years old. I mean, Mike Green was a very young 22, and we had those kind of guys. And sometimes they had to learn how to lose and how to hate losing so much. Like, I remember talking to Alex, and they thought, we're going to win. We're going to win soon, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen. But then it went like when there was the 4.5 years that I was there, and then there was another 4 years before Barry got them. And, I mean, they had to hate losing so much that you could see the elation on the face of the Caps guys when they won the Cup. It was just like they got tired of people saying, all right, when are you guys going to win? And I think the learning, going through the losing, made them a better team. But it takes time when you're young, because you think you're going to be great every year, and you don't realize that, hey, listen, the window keeps closing and closing and closing. And I think the Leafs will get there. I think they've definitely got the guys that are, they're not only superstars in Toronto, they'd be superstars on any team in the league. And they're going to come out of their slump, and they care a lot. I mean, if you look at Austin Matthews' face when he scored the goal the other night, his first goal, it was like that was the greatest feeling you could see. And that's his first goal of the year for a guy that had 199 goals already. So guys normally don't have that kind of reaction with their first goal of the year if you're that successful. But, I mean, it's going to same thing happen when Mitch scores and gets a couple points. You're going to see him all pumped up, and it'll be like the piano off the back, and Nylander will get going, and Tavares will get going. Just the history says that these guys are going to do it. I mean, now, I think it would be a lot easier if the support group, who has been scoring, continues to score to alleviate some of the pressure off of these guys, but it's going to happen. You just you can't give up on them this early in the stage. I mean, if this was Thanksgiving and they had 2 wins and they were 12 points out of a playoff spot, then I'd start to worry. But I mean, the Leafs are going to be good, and they're going to get there. And I think it's instead of us panicking, let's just keep supporting them.
And one of those issues that has kind of plagued the Leafs also, which is leading to a lack of offense early in the year, is a struggling power play. It's something that has plagued them since the back half of last year, and it's going right back into this season, 0 for the last 14. Bruce, is there anything that you see on this power play and maybe a way that you feel like you can get this thing going, something that maybe you've tried in the past to get a power play that's going struggling, whether that's switching up the personnel, switching up the systems? Is there a way that you would fix this power play?
You don't know how many times people in Toronto have asked me this. I think for the last 2 years, I think that's all I've talked about is the power play. And I mean, everybody looks at it and goes, you know, we got these great players. How come we're not scoring? And they've tried pretty well everything except for one thing, I think, and that's to break up the unit that is the number one unit and have two units and get a little mixture in there. That's the only thing I can see. I mean, they've had Marner in the middle. They've had Nylander in the middle. They've had Tavares in the middle. They've had Matthews in the middle. I mean, Nashville was going through a problem, the same thing. And what they did is they put Josi in the middle the other night and had Granlund on the point. So, I mean, they're trying everything except using different players on the first unit. And I think if they broke it up a little bit, I think they might have some success.
Richie's a guy who looks pretty good in front of the net on PP2 for the Leafs. You had him in Anaheim. He's been kind of a controversial guy in Toronto so far. People didn't love him on the first line with Matthews and Marner, but playing with Spezza and Simmons, he looked pretty good the other night. If you're Sheldon Keefe, how do you maximize his potential as a Leaf?
I think that's a perfect spot for him on the fourth line. I mean, it's a big line. They're playing against the 5-6 defense usually of the other team, and there's no expectations. Nick is a quiet guy, and he's big and he's strong, and he was really effective on the Boston second power play unit in front of the net as well. Being new to the Toronto scene, I mean, he's never, look at, he was in Anaheim, and Boston has, yeah, they have their press all over them too, but at the same time, Boston's got so many other, you know, teams that they worry about that it's, the hockey necessarily isn't number one. He's seeing new things in Toronto that he's never seen before, you know, I mean, and he's got to get used to it. When he played junior, he was in Peterborough. I mean, not a lot of scrutiny there either. I think right now he's in the right spot. I mean, when you throw him right on the first line, he was reading in all the Toronto papers. He was getting pressed like there was no tomorrow, he was afraid of it, or you know, he wasn't didn't value it. Some one of the two things. But I think being on the fourth line, he can hide. For a big guy, he can make plays. He's strong. He knows how to score. He got 14 with the Bruins in 50 some games last year. So, I mean, he's just going to take time to get used to the whole Toronto setting.
In conversation with Bruce Boudreau, longtime NHL head coach, analyst with the NHL Network. Tonight, Leafs in Chicago taking on the Blackhawks, a game you can listen right here on TSN 1050. What do you think the game plan should be for the Leafs out of the gate tonight going up against a Chicago squad that, you know, also not playing well? I mean, who does this mean more to tonight, Chicago or Toronto?
Well, Chicago's got enough problems. I mean, they expect them to lose with, you know, eight members out on COVID. I mean, three coaches and five players. And with the unfortunate news of yesterday. But I sincerely think that if the Leafs lose in Chicago tonight, that Maple Leaf Nation will go nuts.
It'll be a meltdown, that's for sure.
It'll be a total meltdown. And I'm going, I think sometimes the fear of losing is the best motivator. And if the Leafs watch those games I talked about, and they're not dumb. All of those guys know what it, you know, especially the veterans that have been playing in Toronto know what's going to happen if they lose. I think you'll come up and you'll see them play their hardest game of the year for sure.
I'll get you out on this one here, Bruce. Alex Ovechkin off to an unbelievable start, 7 goals in 6 games. You coached him back when he was younger. Are you surprised that he is still contributing and still playing at such a high rate that he is so late into his career?
Nope, not at all. I think this guy is, he is determined. He is, he is so strong. He will never lose his shot, and he's got an extremely high hockey IQ. I think he's going to, the unlike thing of Wayne, when Wayne got older, he was a lot more slight. You know, Alex is still 235 pounds and, you know, a mountain of muscle. I think he's, hasn't surprised me, and, it wouldn't surprise me if he, you know, competes for the Rocket Richard Trophy again this year, and that means 40 to 50 goals, and, he's just an amazing athlete.
Yeah, he just keeps rising up the ranks of that goal scoring list and just keeps getting ever so closer to Wayne there. Bruce Boudreau, thank you so much for joining us today.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you.
All right, take care. That's Bruce Boudreau, longtime NHL head coach, former Maple Leaf as well,
yeah.
And NHL analyst for the NHL Network. Yeah.